In the meantime, according to the Irish Independent, changes to the property tax regime are set to be delayed in a relief to one in five households who could see their costs increase. The Cabinet last night considered a Department of Finance review of the local property tax regime. One scenario contained in the report would be increased local property tax liabilities that would affect 18% of households. It is among a number of options contained in the long-awaited review. And has anybody mentioned an election at all in all this? Let's talk to Independent Councillor Tom Fortune. Hiya, Tom.
Good morning, Declan.
So a delay here in this property tax to maybe 2021 for a revision. Presumably it all just continues anyway as it is at the moment. What do you make of it?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head with your comment about an election in the air. I think the decision they've made is driven by that. But Declan, you and I have discussed property tax on a number of occasions. You see, fundamentally, the whole thing is unfair, as far as I'm concerned. Property has, to my way of looking at the world, is artificially high because of the economic conditions that's been allowed to operate in the market out there, with lack of housing and everything else. On top of that, then, you have Brexit over the horizon, and nobody knows exactly how that's going to impact people, but if it crashes out or if it doesn't come out properly, it's going to cause serious problems. So to be talking about increase in property tax at this moment in time, I think will be just grossly unfair and wrong. But really and truly what's going on here, as far as I'd be concerned, is there's local elections coming up 24th of May. The last thing they want is be debating property tax around that time, so they just kicked it down the road and then they look at it again. So I just think it's just cynical politics, to be honest with you.
Well, it had to come in because of the bailout and all that sort of stuff. I think it was about 2012, 2013, something like that, it came in. And then it was supposed to be looked at in 2016, and there was an election in 2016?
2014.
Anyway, 2016. And now we've got this again. How's the valuations in comparison now to 2013?
I haven't got the exact figure, but obviously property has risen quite substantially.
So should people not be paying more?
I don't think they should, no, because I think the point that's been missed, Declan, with all this discussion around property tax is people's ability to pay. I think that's a real, real issue. And also, one of the points I've always felt that was grossly unfair and is still grossly unfair about it, the fact that if you're lucky or unlucky for different reasons to live on the East Coast, you're paying far, far more than you are anywhere else. You know, a very ordinary house on the East Coast, you're paying 400, 500, 600 euro. You could be living in the semi-mansion 60 miles away.
But aren't you getting the buses and the Lewis and far more services?
You are, but I just think
it's
that
people live in rural Ireland and they're saying, just, we can't even move out of our houses, you know.
Well, Declan, I know people living in lots of rural Ireland, Limerick and places like that particularly, and they love where they live, and they wouldn't move. So that argument is thrown out. But I think wherever you live, that's where you live, that's where you like to live, and you fall in there. The idea of a property tax coming in that one section of the country, we're a very small country. And, you know, if you take from east to west, you're talking about 140, 150 miles. And on the east coast, you pay an unfair rate. I just think it's an unfair tax, and the way they handle it, even if the money was all taken in and used totally for local services, which is the way it was sold when it was put to the public originally. And it's not clear all the time how the money has been spent.
How is it in Wicklow?
Well, in Wicklow, obviously, the 20-30% of what we take in, it goes into this fund that's allocated to different counties. So as I'm talking to you now, I'll probably get the wrong percentage. But I think it's 20-30% of it is hived off in different ways.
So people in Wicklow pay money that goes off to other counties.
It goes to Leitrim, or just to pick that as an example. My fundamental problem with the property tax, Declan, is that the way it was set up I think was wrong. I think it's an unfair tax the way it's dealt with. And now to be coming along and telling people that, okay, we'll put off revaluing what you pay for another year at a time when there are a fierce shortage of houses. So therefore, the value of a house is totally inflated. And to be basing people's property tax based on that kind of an analysis, it just isn't, that isn't fair.
And what about people who bought houses, say, say 2013 was when it first came in and a house was maybe 200 grand or something. By 2016, 2017, 2019, they just bought it and it's now 350 grand or something with the prices going up. Did they pay a higher level of property tax or what?
Right now?
Yeah. People who bought it second and you know, the 200,000 people have moved out. They were paying based on 200,000. Mm. Now somebody's moved into that house and the house they bought it for 350,000. Are they liable to a higher rate now?
I think they are. Yeah, they're paying whatever the value of the property they own. They will get billed on.
Right. So is that fair?
No. Of course it's not. I mean the whole. My argument, Declan, is that the whole premise of the property tax is not fair. It's wrong. And it was put in, obviously, to grab money. Obviously,
They're sitting on an asset. They're rich.
Nah, they're not, Declan. I mean,
they're sitting on this big asset. But they're big houses on there. they're really expensive. They sold it to
But how are they rich? I mean, they're only rich if they can sell the property and gather up all the money and go and live in a little wooden shack somewhere, and then to have all the money. Then, therefore, by definition, they're rich. But if you're living in a property, you can't go in and you can't spend the property. So to be imposing extra taxes on it, and fundamentally, Declan, we're not getting the services that was promised based on putting in property tax. So the whole thing is not fair.
We're not taking enough from the property tax then to put on the services.
Well, I think we're taking too much. As I said to you, I just think the whole premise of it is wrong. I was listening to Pascal Donoghue on the radio this morning, and I mean, it's just spin. I mean, the spin that's going on around this whole thing is getting to a stage now where it's embarrassing. But I just don't buy into the rationale that they're putting forward. And I do think what's going on right now is all about electioneering. I mean, we know we've serious issues right now with Brexit and various things like that. But there are, obviously, if Brexit gets sorted, we're going to be faced into a general election. You could have a general election by the autumn, late autumn this year, depending how Brexit might go. We have a local election, as I said to you earlier, coming up on the 24th of May. So at the end of the day, Declan, it's a lot of politics going on.
All right. Okay, independent councillor around the Kilcool Greystones area, Tom Fortune. Thanks very much indeed, Tom.
Thank you, Declan.